You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Lieutenant Jim Shaw with Michigan State Police and the Jackson Post. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Fine, thank you.
Very good. Kind of a scary occurrence in the village of Parma today, and I wanted to let folks give an update on it, and hopefully it had a good resolution. A couple of toddlers were found wandering near a school there. Why don't you kind of give us the background of it and catch us up to date?
I'd be happy to, and it did have a happy ending. Earlier today, about noon, troopers from the Jackson Post were dispatched to the Parma Elementary School in the village of Parma in Jackson County. A citizen had noticed a young girl and a young boy walking along the roadway and had taken them into the school.
Well, I guess we lost him. Scott Eckersley will try to get a hold of Lieutenant Jim Shaw again. What he was telling us about is that there were a couple of young children who were found wandering in the village of Parma. Their names, a little girl and a little boy, their names were Madison and Hunter. And they were found wandering around school. Troopers were dispatched. Did we get him back, Scott?
Yes, he's there.
There he is. We lost you somehow. It's not that far from here to Jackson.
I know, and I'm here to talk a little bit about how technology helped us today, but here we got disconnected.
We won't advertise the brands of phone we're using, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the troopers were dispatched because a citizen found two toddlers walking near a school. That's where we left off.
Yes, a citizen saw the children and got involved and took them to the Parma Elementary School and brought them into the office to request assistance in helping them find their family.
And we found out, around 3 o'clock today, what I knew is that their names were Madison and Hunter, and we were trying to find their families and so forth. And the little girl was about 3 years old, and the little boy was thought to be about 2. What do we know since about 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Well, shortly after the trooper arrived, they were attempting to identify these children, and the children were able to give their first names that you had mentioned. It turns out the girl is 4 years old, and the little boy is 2. But other than first names, that's all the information they had. And in communicating this with other troopers at the post, our community service trooper, who's a fairly new position there, Trooper White, had offered to put the information out on Nexo. And that's a web-based notification system that a lot of our law enforcement neighboring agencies in Jackson County use to keep the community informed of public safety issues, as well as to request their assistance during times such as this.
And tell us how that Nixel system works. I'm familiar with it. I go to meetings, neighborhood association meetings with Meridian Township Police here, so I have heard of the system. I'm thinking now I really do need to sign up.
We're fairly new to it. We've been participating about 3 weeks, and citizens, it's my understanding, can sign up for free to receive their community alerts either on their phone or by email. But we put out a Nixo message with the information that we had, including the children's first names, and within the first 2 minutes, we received 5 phone calls. And 2 of those phone calls were credible phone calls from concerned neighbors who knew the children and knew where they lived. And as a result, we were able to reunite them with Mom.
That's amazing.
Well, and Cheryl, and you know this as well, often it's the assistance of the community that helps us in so many different situations, whether it's solving a crime, reporting things that are suspicious, and today's just another example of community going into action to help find a home for these 2 children. They were safe when they were brought to the school, and so we weren't worried about their safety at that time. It was more trying to find out where they belong and try to find out what had happened.
Do we know what had happened? Did they just walk out when someone was just turned the other way for a moment?
And that's our understanding, that they did walk away from the home, and troopers are still investigating to ensure there aren't any other issues there, but it appears to be one of those situations where they had walked out of the home on their own.
Well, and the Nixel system, I think that's worth chatting about just a little bit more, because so folks in the area have to be signed up for it, but apparently they had. I'm stunned that this has only been going about 3 weeks in the area for you. The system is working beautifully.
It worked very well today, Cheryl. I understand the systems has been used, though, by our law enforcement neighboring agencies for many months now. This was just new for us at the State Police Post becoming involved in it. And our initial thought was to be able to put things out on a daily basis to inform the community of the activities of the troopers at the post, but also use it as a way to share crime prevention information and awareness of different events, whether it's winter driving or seatbelt awareness or upcoming holidays. We didn't anticipate using it in this form so quickly. Back in the olden days, it would have involved a door-to-door search and a lot more time-consuming ways to try to find where these children lived. And today was just a good example of how the use of technology, but most importantly, the involvement of the community helped bring these children home.
Well, yeah, and for people who are technological phobics, this is an answer to that at how beautifully we can use. I did look it up before we were talking, and just for folks who to understand, Nixle is spelled N-I-X-L-E, and they have a website, www.nixle.com, where I believe you can get information and sign up from there. It's an amazing service, and technology helped get these kids home awfully quickly today from, I'm guessing, probably a frantic family as well as scared kids.
Absolutely. And it's something you can sign up with your local community, and you will receive those alerts from those agencies within that community that you sign up.
Is the weather thawing out down there? Did Jackson get the ice that ice or snow?
Unfortunately, we got both down there. We got snow and ice, and we're definitely thawing out, and power's been restored to most of the homes that experienced that within the county. South of us, wasn't as fortunate. Hillsdale, I believe, still has many residents without power.
Yeah, they do. Well, we appreciate the work that the Michigan State Police Troopers do to keep us all safe throughout the state.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you for the work you do to keep our citizens informed.
Very good. Let me know the next time something's going on in the Jackson area.
Sounds good, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Jim Shaw with the Michigan State Police Jackson Post. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.